Change Catalyst, corporate speaker, international facilitator, and practicing consulting hypnotist who brilliantly and skillfully uncovers the powers of the subconscious mind-body connection, working through relation and life issues with clients. Dr. Cannon will give us a talk entitled Healthy Relationships Starting With You. Please, everyone, welcome Dr. Georgina Cannon.
Thank you. Thank you, first of all, for Mensa, for inviting me to talk on this subject. And I'm really quite excited about it because it's the first time I have talked on the protocol that I developed about 8 years ago, and I'm going to get into that a little later. Previously, I usually speak about past life regression and hypnosis and the body-mind connection and all of that. But today, it's slightly different. Not totally different, but slightly different. As a ex-corporate person who is used to working in the corporate world, I left that 20 years ago because it wasn't soul-enriching enough. I looked for something else to do, and I happened upon hypnosis, which is extraordinary. In fact, that's what motivates most of us most of the time. And what I've discovered since that 20 years ago is it doesn't matter how high your IQ is or how high your EQ is, it doesn't necessarily give you the opportunity for good relationships. What a surprise. And over the years, I have discovered what it is, that piece that's missing. And it happened about 8 years ago. And up until then, by the way, I had been working with clients on relationship issues, both in the clinic and previously in the corporate world, because I used to work a lot with CEOs and boards of directors and stuff. And to keep them engaged, you have to have a relationship. What I discovered 8 years ago happened, as always, by accident. You know, the greatest inventions happen by accident. A young man came into the clinic, and he had inherited his parents' business. And he wanted to come in because he had this bookkeeper who was driving him crazy, and he came in ostensibly for anger issues. This bookkeeper had been with him since he'd been 4 years old, been with the company since he was 4 years old. And now he was president of this fairly large, it was an electrical manufacturing company. She still called him Bobby, and occasionally Bobby Boy. And every time he wanted to come up with something new and different, she'd say, it's been fine. Let's just stay with things the way they are. And then he said, and she treats me like I'm a 4 years old. 4 years old, she brings me damn cookies. I don't want her damn cookies. And I said, well, that sounds like a four-year-old tantrum to me. If you behave like that, that's what you're going to get. And so he said, well, now what do I do? I'm so angry with her most of the time. I don't want to fire her. She brings the corporate history with her. Plus, she's good. And the clients and the customers like her. So out of that came this protocol of what I call the third circle of building a relationship. Because relationships, actually, why don't I ask you, the word relationship, what does that mean to you?
I don't know, an interaction between two people.
Interaction between two people. What does it mean to you?
Pretty much the same thing.
Interaction between two people.
Positive.
Yeah. It means the same thing, the kind of give and take. Give and take. What is your experience?
I'm angry. I'm not
stressed. How close
those people?
How close those people? Okay. All right. So I polled about 60 people. And they range from lawyers and doctors to the girl behind the counter at Loblaws. And I said, what does relationship mean to you? And they said words like trust. Somebody has my back. They said loyalty, kindness, feelings of empathy. So everybody's version of it is different. So if you work on that premise, last time I saw that was a three-year-old at a wedding, hiding under the under the table.
I do a lot of groveling.
Okay. Oh, well, that's fine. Please feel free.
Can we talk about that later?
Feel free to grovel. So what we've really discovered is that the word and the behavior is different for everybody. What a surprise. And we go into relationships with expectations and not knowing really what it is we want. Relationships really are an unspoken contract, and nobody talks about that contract. Nobody has any idea what that really means. And I don't care whether that relationship is with an employer, an employee, best friends, people who have known each other for a while and suddenly start pulling apart, whether it be lovers, whether it be teenage daughters and parents. Nobody talks about the relationship. So my premise and protocol is this. This is you. This is me or someone else. And that's the relationship. Now, why am I not using technology? Because it gets in the way of a relationship. You can't have a relationship through texting because people feel. People feel. So what happens in a relationship where you know where you are and who you are, and that's the important part, it doesn't go this way, it goes this way. And everything you do and everything you say goes to keeping this healthy, vibrant, and magical. And again, I don't care if it's employee, employer, I don't care if it's teenage and parent, friends, lovers, whatever. This is the key. Now, to get to that key, you need to know some things. Because, first of all, the most important relationship is with yourself. Mostly. Because until we get that right, how can we begin to know how to relate to other people? It's very difficult. So again, we have an unwritten contract with ourselves. How many people in this room have ever thought about their life values? Okay, so it's about half. How many people, which is rare, how many people have thought about their priorities in life? About the same amount. Okay. This is not business priorities. This is not anything else about the, except the way you live your life. So until you really know and understand your life values and whether you live them or not, first of all, you have no boundaries. And secondly, you don't know who you are. You have no sense of who you are. And if you don't know who you are, how can anybody else know who you are? So it's very important to start with that level of knowledge, that level of premise. And what this is going to be a working classroom. So what I have here is two sheets of, it's one sheet of paper on two sides. On one side is the list of values that I'd like you to consider and write down, your life values. Now it's interesting because when people are in the corporate world and they are asked what the corporate values are, they know because they're trained to do it. You know, they do mission and vision and values and all that stuff in the corporate world, but we don't think about doing it for ourselves. And one of the key things that I learned with Bobby, little Bobby, was that he had no sense of who he was. Not really. He knew he was president of the organization. He knew he was married with kids. He knew that. He knew what he was, but he didn't know who he was. So it's key that you find out who you are. Is that making sense? Not as easy as you think. Okay. So I'm going to pass these out. On one side is priorities, and on the other side is values. Now, the key thing about values is that they're pretty permanent. Usually, that's what you stand for. Usually, that's who you are. Priorities can change every 6 months. So let's start with the values, because this will make you understand who you are, help you understand who you are. So why don't you take one and just pass them around. And yeah, so just do the one side for now. Can you come forward a bit? You're sort of stuck in the back there, and otherwise I'm. There you go. Do you need more?
Thank you. You should have pens in front of you. If you don't, there are pens here. Everyone got a pen? Pen. Thank you.
Was it a pen?
Everybody got pens?
So just go ahead and start writing your values because there'll be a test.
There won't be a test, but it's for you. And my goal for you at the end of this is to walk away with an understanding of who you are and how to help you in your relationships in the future with using this knowledge.
Thanks.
Any questions?
How do values differ from priorities?
Well, your values are the bedrock on which you stand. Your values are who you are, how you live. Your priorities are shorter term. So your priorities could be...
That's okay, I got them busted here.
Mm-hmm.
I have your...
Yeah.
What's the example of
value? A value might be, one of your life values might be kindness, or it might be the
service.
Outdoors, physical fitness. It might be health, one of your key values. The important things that you value in your life that are important to you as a person.
Well, if I wrote some value and I realize it's the same as the priority.
Well, as long as they're not all the same,
okay.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. You might get some ahas as you go through it.
Including, I have no idea what my values are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big aha for some people.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, so it would be passionate about. Oh, okay, that's good. What do you mean by pleasure? Okay. All right. So enjoying life, maybe
not.
What if you have more than 8? Sorry? What
if you have more than 8?
Keep going. Okay.
Is that your value?
Did you do the other side as well?
Do priorities?
Mm-hmm. I would get to do priorities as well. Do your priorities as well.
Make sure you do your priorities as well.
Mm-hmm. So you see that.
No problem?
Yeah.
I
Another pen? No?
Nope, I could.
Yeah, it's probably good. To improve what, tonight?
Improve whatever the situation is.
Oh, improve the situation, okay, fine. And Mr. Chair?
Make them smarter.
Make it better.
Situation, I'm happy, I make it better.
Fine, okay, great. It's not easy, not used to doing this self-introspection.
Dr. Cannon?
Mm-hmm.
I only count four, 15 priorities.
15, only, yeah.
There's only 15.
Oh, you know that, obviously.
No, that's great.
I was just testing.
What happens if there are things on this priority list that I can't even put them there because it's not on my, not a priority for me at all?
Then that's fine.
So I don't even want to rank them.
No, that's fine, that's fine.
A lot of money.
No, it's fine, but it's yours, so.
Yeah, that's great, thank you.
But if you have others, then for the purpose of this exercise, put them on, because it helps you with self-understanding. So let me give you an example of what happened here. With Bobby, when I did this exercise, first of all, remember Bobby, the owner? Yeah. He wanted, the first thing that he wanted was efficiency. And he wanted success, and he wanted wealth, and he wanted recognition, all of those things. Then eventually, and this is not usual, it only happens rarely, Betty, his bookkeeper, actually came into the clinic and we did the same process with her. And the first thing, the top of her list was respect. And then underneath it was kindness. So it was all the softer stuff. And once they both saw that, they could see that they were talking different languages. Neither one is right or wrong. It's just important to know it. So let's have a look at some of what you have written down for your values. Can you give me some, just shout out some? Yeah?
Service.
Pardon, service? Okay.
Peace.
Sorry?
Peace.
Peace?
Passion.
Passion? Passion or compassion?
Passion.
Passion, great. Okay.
Love myself.
Hmm?
To love myself.
Love self, yes.
Honesty.
Okay. What else?
Fairness.
I didn't hear that, sorry.
Fairness.
Fairness. I think I'm going deaf. Fairness. It's like not being able to hear when you don't have your glasses on, you know, it's one of those things.
Integrity.
Integrity. Okay, I'm going to stop here because I want to show you the next step in this process. I want you to look down your list of values and I'd like you to put a plus or minus sign next to it and say, for yourself, me, do you make sure you give service to yourself? Do you make sure that you have peace in your life? And passion. Do you love yourself? Are you honest, absolutely honest with yourself? Are you fair with yourself and kind? Do you have integrity for yourself? When you look at your life values, make sure to understand whether, although you believe in them and think them, where the pieces are missing that you're not doing them for you. Because your relationship starts with you. So please do that now. Put a plus or minus next to each one. And if you've got a problem with it, just ask me and I'll come talk with you about it. Is that making sense, folks? I mean, no, it's not making sense? Give me one of yours, for instance.
Peace was my first one.
Okay, so peace. Do you make sure that you live a peaceful life?
Yes, that's very important.
Well, then you've got a yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's what they all were. My values for myself is what I put down.
I understand, but sometimes we don't manifest them for ourselves. Okay. Sometimes, for instance, we may say generosity. Well, are you generous with yourself? Well, not always. Okay. So have a look at it and make sure that you can understand where you are with your values. And put a little minus sign next to the ones that you're not 100% there on for yourself. Yes, ma'am? Making sense? Is there any ahas coming up here?
Gumble.
Yeah.
Values are characteristics of
Values are what is important to you. So if someone said to you, what sort of person are you? And you might say, I'm a kind, thoughtful person who, whatever. But then are you kind to yourself?
Yeah, okay. For example, I put down accomplishments, number one. In other words, if I don't win, I'm disappointed.
Okay, so being a winner is your value.
Okay.
You don't like coming second to anything, right?
Right.
So being a winner, okay, so do you allow yourself to be a winner? And are you a winner in your own eyes?
Okay.
That's a big question. Are you a winner in your own eyes?
Yeah.
You win at life?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Any other questions or doubts or concerns about this? I never know whether you've got your hand up or you're bidding on something.
No, I haven't. Bidding.
Okay, it's okay. All right. Because if you don't have most of those for yourself, you have no boundaries. Because we build our boundaries on our values. And people come in to the clinic all the time saying, how come I always choose losers? Or how come I can't seem to get a job that is fulfilling? Or how come, you know, every boss I have ever had hates me? Or how come I just can't get along with my family? I'm the outsider. A great deal of it has to do with not knowing what you need in the way of values. Because if you really understood your values, you wouldn't keep dating or seeing people who didn't share your values. And that's not intellectual or emotional. It's not IQ or EQ. It's to do with your values. It's very different. And it's the same with priorities. When you write priorities, you know, I'm in the middle of my fourth book writing it. I had to phone the agent and I had to say, please give me a deadline. Because otherwise, I'm just not writing it. And even though I know it's a priority, even though, you know, nothing gets published unless it's written, I know myself pretty well. So I needed a deadline. Look at your priorities and see which ones are you kidding yourself on. Or which ones are real.
Okay.
And maybe next, ready? We're getting some ahas and some giggles. Maybe next to your priorities, you write down some deadlines, some dates.
Doesn't have to be like the 3rd of September, but it could be September or something. You know, write down some dates next to your priorities.
Douglas Adams said he loved deadlines because he loved the whooshing sound he made us
look like. I know. He just, I duck, actually. I don't answer long-distance calls from my agent. But it's important to know yourself. Because what we're talking about here is the contract that you're going to write, this relationship contract. In the old days, we, this is funny on a board. We would believe that relationships looked like this. There was someone that took care of someone else. So it was either a husband who took care of the wife, or an employer who took care of the employee, or the parent who took care of the child. Then we broadened it a bit, and we realized that in fact, that's more of a healthy relationship. So that the two circles overlap, and in the middle, you have a coming together. But what happens if you come apart? What happens if the kid leaves the nest? What happens if two partners split? You're never quite whole. That's why this works, because it has nothing to do with that way. It has to do with this. I work with couples who travel a lot. You know, one person's on the road for work or whatever. And because of this, it breeds a lot more trust. Because they don't want to do anything. You see, before it was, you're traveling too much, you're making me feel. So there's a lot of guilt going on here. Here, it's to do with the relationship. Are you enlarging it or shrinking it? Are you feeding it, nurturing it? And this goes for you too. So when you look at your values and your priorities, understand what you're doing to yourself, because until you are thriving and whole and complete within yourself and know exactly who you are and what you stand for, how can you begin to look for a career or a job or a partner or a lover or friends that add value, and you add value to them because you don't know what the value is. You don't know what you have. You don't know who you are. Is this making sense at all? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a question for you. Why isn't an arrow back from the relationship to the people?
It's not. It's all going into the relationship.
Okay, but there's nothing coming back from
the Nothing coming back because you're both putting into it. Okay. I have a very close friend who's married to a guy that I have a hard time dealing with. he takes no responsibility to anything, for anything. He's just fun to be around. He's like a 3-year-old, which is great. And at one point I said to her, and she's a smart, bright woman, I said, how did you and Don get together? And she said, well, I have so much fun with him. I know that I can't expect this and this and this and this from him, but I feel good when I'm around him. This is 23 years on. I feel good when I'm around him. He makes me laugh, and we have fun together. We play together. And that for her was enough. But she knows herself well enough to know that. Because there are so many other people that would get into that relationship and do nothing but complain that he doesn't do this and he doesn't do that and all of that. None of that goes on in their relationship. She's certainly not a martyr in no way, shape, or form. She just knows where she stands because they've done this work. Right? It works. Any other questions about this before we go on to the next step? Where are we on time? Oh, great. Okay. Now, this is an important part. When you get into a relationship with yourself first, and then with other people, there are 3 questions you need to answer. This is the contract you are forming. First question is, what do you need in a relationship? Absolutely need, bottom line. For me, it's being heard, respected.
for other people, it's fun, or good sex, or physical fitness. Absolutely need. So there should be probably be about 4 or 5, maximum 6 of those. And then what do you want? In other words, what's nice to have, not need to have? And then the big one, and I'm going to give you the forms you're going to fill out. The big one is, what are you prepared to give? What are you going to give to this relationship? What's your input into here? So let's pass these out. And these will be the blueprint for your future. And on the other side, by the way, there is an explanation of the third circle so that you'll get it to take with you when you leave. And this is the book that's currently being written. It's got to be finished sometime soon.
My deadline to the agent for the first 3 chapters, the outline, the synopsis, and the proposal is July 15th.
You can do it.
I'll do it. I'll just sit and knock that down.
See, once you understand where you are, then you'll know where you want to go. Because until you know where you are, you can't do the second part. By the way, these are the forms that my Skype clients get, because I have a lot of clients that I work with on Skype around the world, and they get these, and they be surprised what comes back from. Actually, when you've done this, I'll tell you a story about a guy from Abu Dhabi.
Oh.
By the way, this is all relationships. This is employer, and every relationship that you have is not only lovers. So it's all relationships. It's all the same stuff, except for the sex, of course.
Yeah, it gets messy with your employers.
Overly complex, anyway.
Yeah. Messes up an office relationship very quickly. Have such a hard time in relationships is that it's not easy to know what you want or what you're prepared to give. In this room have teenage kids? Anybody? Okay. This works brilliantly with teenagers, by the way.
Uh-huh.
You know, it really does, because they get their power back. They get their power and they understand you have power as well, so it's a negotiation.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of negotiating.
Yeah, but this helps, I promise you. It really helps, because they get to choose. And it's a contract.
We've written many contracts, my son and I.
Trouble coming up with some answers, just close your eyes and go inside yourself and feel the answer. Feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble putting anything in want because I feel I need everything.
So everything's bottom line? Everything is without
break
this?
Issue?
Break issue?
Yeah.
Okay, there must be some things that are nice to have.
Okay.
So it's nice to have a cheery disposition.
Blue eyes.
But that's a sexual thing. But nice to have a cheery disposition. Or it's nice to have someone who, whether it be a boss or whether it be a friend, it's nice to have someone who enjoys going to the movies.
Okay.
Or it's not a bottom line, it's just
a nice
grace
pass.
Notes of life. It's
okay.
The grace notes of a relationship.
Okay.
So this page, I did the third circle. This here would be like your circle, and each partner would do one of those.
Yes.
And then this would be a combo integrating.
Integrating both.
Both.
Yeah. An agreement on it.
Yeah.
There's no spell check. Okay, that's fine. That's what you give me, spell checking.
What do you want in the relationship? Proper spelling and grammar.
How are we doing?
Good.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out at the last two for all of your relationships, that applies to all aspects of life.
It's all aspects of life.
Mm-hmm.
We take ourselves everywhere we go. This is the problem. You know, and people change countries, or they change jobs, or they change partners. They think it's going to be different. It isn't, because we take ourselves everywhere we go. That's why this is so important. You know, the $1,000 cure, people come over from England or from another country to Canada, they want a different life. Huh, same things happen over here. Because they bring themselves. Yeah.
For that circle on the top of the relationship,
yeah,
it looks really familiar to me. It's like I read some Freud, like he talked about libidos, it's like some kind of love you can put on the others.
The doubt?
The libidos.
Okay.
It's like love, it's like energy.
Yeah, but remember this we're talking here all relationships. This is a relationship that you have if you're at university with your professor. This is a relationship with your parent. This is a relationship with a girlfriend. This is a boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah, it's the same theory. He said like, if you can like contribute this energy to like others, and you can put those energy into yourselves. It's like same. It's maintaining a relationship.
Not quite the same. Not quite the same. It's not quite the same, because you really have to be. If you're really sure of who you are, it'll make a difference in your life. You feel comfortable in your skin. And no one can really hurt you or upset you. Okay, any other questions? What are you checking on, spelling or?
Yep. Siri, tell me how to spell.
He's reading his stuff.
Hmm?
No, he has his hand, so I can't.
We'll share later. It's okay.
Anybody? Any surprises at all?
Your vows.
Any surprises about what you found out that you really want or need?
That's scary.
No. Well, Mary had a surprise. She didn't know she wanted anything. She just thought she needed everything.
Still don't have anything.
You don't have anything.
Oh God, I would not trust you in that direction.
Well, let's, so what gives you the added value, the value add, as we say in the marketing jargon? What gives you, that they're a good person, or yeah, that relationship was good, that was a good job, but it would have been nice if it had had a bit more, what, fun?
I've got fun in my key, you know, break issues.
So
I've got fun, respect, honesty, trust, partnership, love.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not. I'm not willing to.
No. Okay. Fine. What about physical fitness? What about a healthy body? What about an interest in the arts? What about?
Okay. Blue eyes. I can go with that.
Yeah. Or interest in the arts. George Clooney photographs. I mean, I don't care. Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
I don't want. Okay.
The lighter stuff. Mary's the lighter stuff.
Okay.
George Clooney in Relation.
Mm? You're funny.
Clooney's just recently decided he's settling down. Most still in still one.
Let me see what you've got there.
Yeah, please do. He won't show me. Then he'll show me later.
That's a good word. I haven't heard, I don't hear too often, but it's a great word. Accountability.
Great mm-hmm. word. Great, great, great word. Yeah.
It's good to me.
Yeah, hear that? That's right.
That's good to me.
Awesome.
All this, right here.
Yeah, I know. Right now, if you can see. Oh, I was asking him, but okay. How was your day?
Great.
Good.
Consistency is another good word, yeah. Loyalty, consistency.
When some of these general words like reliability and trust, I would say to the client, what do you mean by that? Because it's very important to understand what they mean by that. As you know, words have different meanings for different people. If I said home to you, what does home mean to you? Your parents' house? Okay, what does home mean?
I was just some place where I'm comfortable being.
Comfortable being? What does home mean to you?
I don't have one.
We don't have one. What does home mean to you?
Past life.
Where I live.
Where you live.
Yeah, where
what does home mean?
It's a feeling that I get frequently and I miss it inside.
Okay.
I feel at home.
So you see how different that one little word, home. Let me give you another word. Cat.
Companionship.
Old.
Companionship.
Friend.
Cat.
Allergies.
Keep away. Keep away.
Selfishness.
Keep away. Okay, cat.
Allergies.
Independence. I guess my point here is to show you that understanding the word that you've written, it doesn't just come out of your head. You really have to understand it. Like loyalty. Loyalty is a great word, but what does it mean to you? What does it represent to you? Because unless you really get that very clear, you're giving yourself some form of jargon without a deeper understanding of it. And this exercise is designed to help you really understand what you mean, what you need, what you want, and what you're prepared to give, and what you mean by that. Because when you're ready to go up against an employer, or lover, or partner, or whatever, you're gonna really need to know what those words mean so that we're not kidding anybody anymore. Are we on with that? Okay. So now you've looked at yourself and decided whether in fact your values, are you living your values and they're inside you, they're actually part of who you are and they're manifesting in your day-to-day life. Then look at what you need in your relationships and make sure that what you need in a relationship, you're giving it to yourself. Because if you're not, right, if you're not, it ain't gonna work, as they say. If you're not giving your needs to yourself, then you're not whole. Because nobody else can do it for you. Yeah.
One of my wants in a relationship is a conversational high. How do I have that with myself?
Do you ever talk to yourself?
Of course I do.
Well, there you go. Are you intelligent in your discussion with yourself?
I hope so.
What time is it?
Correct answer.
Is it before 9?
I enjoy and want
okay,
that
the
relationship
okay,
with
so
another one.
Exactly. So do you seek out people who can give you a conversation?
You bet I do.
Well, then you're doing it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So are you giving yourself what you're saying is important? Is the point?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
But isn't talking to myself does not always give me the high that I get with talking to someone else who...
No, but what you want in a relationship is a conversational high.
Right.
So do you find ways of getting that?
I think so.
Well, then you've got your answer. You know, someone said to me on ongoing learning, and I said to them, what are you doing about ongoing learning? Well, when I get around to it, I'm going to take some courses. Mm-hmm. It means they're not doing it.
No.
Okay? So my question to you is, do you seek out people that give you a conversational high?
Absolutely.
Well, then you're doing
I'm
it.
I'm addicted to that.
Then you're doing it.
Yes.
You're already doing it, which is great.
How are you doing?
Pretty poorly.
Pretty poorly?
No,
you're
still growing.
What do you mean you're still growing?
Uh-oh, so he's got the paper.
Okay.
Blanking.
You're blanking. It's not uncommon to blank because we don't spend much time doing this sort of introspection. Okay? But it's important for you to really understand yourself before you start going out into the world expecting connection with anybody. Both from a romantic point of view or from a business point of view, if you don't get connection from anybody, then that's why, because you don't have it here first. Hmm. That makes sense?
Yeah, because he's already aware of that lack of connection. So.
Well, then come see me in the
Do you mind if I tweet a picture of you?
If you want?
I'm going to tweet a picture of you.
Oh, sure.
With your name.
Not Johnny Depp's name?
Johnny Depp's latest
one. Just wanted to check. I know you're famous.
That's fine. That's
you
fine.
Have a question?
Yeah.
What if I want some values really badly, but I cannot offer this value to another person? Am I really a bad person?
No, nothing makes you bad. It just makes it difficult to connect. Nothing makes you bad. The only thing that makes you bad is if you harm someone else. And even then, it's inappropriate. I wouldn't call it bad.
Yeah.
But it's difficult to connect. That's the whole point. The whole idea around this is connection. And I don't know about you, but I find people endlessly fascinating. When I go to the supermarket, I usually end up having a small, because there's a lineup behind, conversation with the cashier. Because we never know who they are, or you know, whether their feet hurt, or whether they've left a sick kid at home, or whether you know they're hoping to get the scholarship to get to university. It's interesting. People are interesting. They're fascinating and amazing. My slogan for my business, for what I do, is to help people find their magnificence, because I believe everybody is. And this process helps you find your magnificence. This process helps you find not only what you think about, but who you are. Not what you are, but who you are. That's why it's important to look at this relationship, what you want, what you need, and what are you prepared to give. And make sure you're giving it to yourself first. Otherwise, you're operating at half, and it's going to be difficult to connect. I mean, jokingly, you know, guys will say, oh, I want a blonde with blue eyes and big boobs and, you know, long legs and blah, blah, blah. But that's not what they really, really need. It might be what they need that 5 minutes, but it's not what they need for a lifetime.
Hey!
Hey!
So you prefer brunettes?
Yeah, brunettes.
I was just offended by the 5 minutes.
Use the room.
We have war. Okay. So it's important to understand that piece. And it sounds so simple, but as you've discovered, it's often not that simple. We also behave in a way we think we should, rather than what we want to do and what benefits us. And that's the basis of relationships.
Any other questions about this? So now you have the blueprint for really developing that relationship with yourself. I don't expect you to do it here in the short time that we had, but you have the blueprint. Now when you go, if you go for a job, or you're looking for a partner or dating or any of those other things where you want a close relationship, you're going to be spending a lot of time with yourself, look at your values first and make sure that that other person, that other company, that other entity has the same values that you do. I got into a lot of trouble in the corporate world because I was one of the few countries, because I ran an organization across Canada, one of the few countries that would not take Philip Morris as a client, or Domtar, or the fur industry. Philip Morris was a multi-billion dollar client for this country, for that company, and I wouldn't take them.
Who's Philip Morris?
Tobacco. Yeah. So you have to know, because it's only because I was so sure and comfortable in my skin that I could do that. Otherwise, you're always going to be unhappy. You're always going to be missing. You're always going to be talking to people as if they're speaking one language and you're speaking another. It's worse than, but and who here knows NLP? Neurolinguistic programming, anybody? Okay, so briefly, we're going off topic here, but briefly, we receive information basically in three ways. Some people would say four. Auditory, kinesthetic through feeling, and visual. So if you're a visual person, what you see makes an impact on you. If you're an auditory person, you hear tonation of voice, for instance. Your music is important to you. And if you're a feeler person, then how people respond to you is important. So if you've got a married couple, for instance, the husband is auditory and the wife is visual. She come home from work and sees stuff strewn around the place and it drives her crazy because she's visual. He, because he's auditory, doesn't even see it, but he can hear the television up there with a teenage kid, the radio on there in the kitchen, and it's driving him crazy. So talking like this, neither one's right, neither one's wrong. So it's another version of knowing who you are and what your needs are. So your values are key. Your values are key to how you live and who you are.
What were the, there was audio, auditory, visual?
Visual, auditory, visual, kinesthetic.
Kinesthetic, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to know more, just email me. I can give you a breakdown on that. Yeah. Anything else on this? Because I think we run out of time, actually. Do you feel you've got a blueprint now to move forward with? If you have any questions, please email me. Please feel free. My email's on the back here if you want one of these.
Yes, please.
Oh, there you go.
So it's on the bottom here.
It's on the bottom.
Yeah.
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 This is good.
Now that's my assistant smarter than I am. It's great. Please feel free to do that. And if there are no more questions, then. Great. So thank you very much. All right.
I left the corporate life because all I was doing was making rich people rich, and no matter how much I did, it's
and it's soulless.
And soul sucking.
Soulless. Yeah.
So you had it for 2 years and
26. I was like.
Anyone has any questions?
Yeah, he's got a question. Yeah.
How often do you sit down with pencil and paper and reassess your compass?
Every 6 months.
Oh.
Priorities. Did you say priorities or values?
Any of these.
Oh, every 6 months for priorities. And every time you're about to go into a new relationship, again, whatever it is, for work, education, how do you choose a university? What are their values? I mean, isn't it important to know before you choose a university? I can't tell you how universal this protocol is. Bless you.
Thank you. A priority I pick based on geography and cost and reputation, but post hoc looking back, yeah.
All of that's fine, but if they don't have
looking at my alma mater, their values, a couple of them bothered me, and I don't remember how much money I spent, but I remember a couple of decisions that they made that pissed me off.
Exactly, exactly. So your values are key. The values are what drives you. So it's important to know them and make sure you do them for yourself. Otherwise you stumble all the time, not knowing what's gone wrong. Anything else before we close? No? There you go.
Well, more or less said it. You gave us plenty of food to think about ourselves.
Good.
Can we start with ourselves?
And yeah.
On behalf of Mensa, I'd like to thank you for coming in. And a token of appreciation.
Oh, I got an Easter egg.
Yeah. Most people call it a fine apple.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Feels like a mug.
On behalf of Mensa, we appreciate you. Your very educational talk.
Thank you very, very much.
I'm sure we all benefited from it.
Thank you. Oh, we have come. Thank you, thank you. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Oh, yeah, you're writing her a bit. Yeah. Always.
An interesting life.
I can take one of these. It's really interesting. When I teach hypnosis, I always get the students to write their own bit because if you don't live how you want to be remembered, you're wasting your life.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
That is brilliant.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're always, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a different way of looking at it.
It's very different.
Doctors, but you're not loving the hell out of me. No, I love the hell out of you.
You're not doing this anymore.
No.
See, I work a lot with teens, and I love working with teens because they're so open. We make them about their parents.
Yeah.
So when you see the parents, look, I love you. You love me. We know that. That's a given. What do you want in the relationship between us? What are the three most important things that you want from me in this relationship?
How are you?
And then I'll tell you what my three most important things are.
Well, I think
and let's build this contract together so that we give that to each other.
Yeah.
See, it's mostly about behavior.
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, the thing is that he has different ideas.